What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first... I know I ain't check.
Yeah.
I ain't doing my check. We were looking... I'm sorry, we checking our beer game. It was like, yeah. I think I might be scraggly right now. But anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, it's not about beer game. This is about just our point of view, black men's point of view, black two husbands, black fathers, all of that jazz, our point of view about random topics. Sometimes it's relationships or whatever it may be. Something might help you out. We are both very mechanically inclined, so maybe we might have some advice on that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. If you are back, you know we appreciate that even more. Just real quick off the top, I just wanted by now, if you follow them, Ray and Rosalind, y'all know Rosalind passed Wednesday morning. Sent my condolences to Ray this morning. Feel very sad about that. Yeah, such a beautiful soul. Just shot him a text. You know what? Different, same topic, but different subject, I guess, so to speak. I hate sending that text message.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day before text, we used to just call people, but you don't want to call somebody when they're going through something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we've had, you know, friends, Tony, Kev, even me when my dad passed, people were, and granted, I appreciate the text. I see them, even if I don't really expect people to respond,
yeah.
But it's always like on the sending end, I'm always like, you going through that and I'm over here sending this punk text message.
Yeah.
Because you want to be there for them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you don't want to be like all in their space because people need space sometimes. I don't know. It's always
it changes with time. So,
yeah,
I mean,
because back in the day, we wasn't writing letters. That would have took too long.
That's why it would have been a phone call. Exactly what I was about to say. My wife's one of our relatives sends Christmas letters,
yeah,
or happy birthday letters, literally to our address today.
Oh, an actual letter?
2022.
We send postcards.
They will send a letter, not postcards, or even a postcard, but they will send cards and are really offended if we don't respond back.
With the letter?
With the letter. You know, they're like, yeah, I'm not sending these letters anymore.
It's so, New Year's. I ain't got your Christmas response yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Post office is closed.
It changes with time. So I know right now, text, if you don't respond to somebody text, people feel some type of way.
Yeah.
So I think.
Go ahead.
I think your text is valid.
Yeah.
And I think they appreciate.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I know. I don't think it's not appreciated. It's just on the sending end. Because when I was on the receiving end of that, when I've had deaths, it's like, I definitely appreciate it. Even if I'm not, like, I may see it or may not at that time. A couple of days later, I may respond, or eventually, I'm the type of person I will eventually call people.
Mm.
But when I'm the one sending it, it never feels like enough.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like you putting enough effort.
Yeah, even though I am. Yeah. Like, every single word I mean, like, from the bottom of my heart. But it's just like, it's got to be something I can do. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Yeah, tough.
Anyway, again, condolences out to them. Beautiful soul. Moving on. The guy gets something off my chest. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about this crap real quick. Look, y'all. We do what we can to not dress alike. He forgot to check. And when I was, I said, you know, I'm just going to throw on these brown pants. And I thought about it. I said, Goose got a lot of brown. Hopefully he don't wear no brown this week.
And I can't even take this off because it's
yeah, he got on a white thermal up under his. This is awful. I didn't see it until I did the video check. Yeah, you know, I do the check to make sure everything's lined up. And then I went back and I said, man, it looked like I got on yo pants to that shirt.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's awful.
My wife be like, oh, they best.
Dude, I hate it. I can't stand. Remember that time we was going to shoot
pool?
Yeah. I was like, oh, y'all dressed alike. Y'all wearing matching outfits. I was like, I'm at your house. You're going to have to go change. Like,
I went back inside and had changed clothes. Because basically,
purple, wasn't it?
I had no. What? No, it was. I don't know what color it was. But either or,
It was swapped.
Yeah, it was swapped. You had the same color pants shirt, on. Yeah. And I had the same. I was like, hold the hell up.
Yeah, so no, that's not the case, damn it.
Yeah, right? We didn't coordinate this.
Nah.
But pants do go with.
They do. Yeah. Where you get that? Because I'm going to go get me one.
Express, I think.
That's dope. I like it. They got thermals? I mean, flannels? I think they do. Express been having some nice stuff here lately.
I think this was Express.
I had like four or five shirts that I got. I told you, yeah, four or five shirts I got from Express.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Stay out my closet, man.
Anyway, let me get this out of my chest. So, in our house that we're in currently was built in 2007. Mm-hmm. That was during the era of fluorescent lights. Mm. I feel like fluorescent lights was always an enormous mistake. Mm. It's awful because with the fluorescent light, you have a ballast. A ballast is basically a transformer. That's what transforms the power coming from your outlet or your socket or whatever, and it transforms it in order for the electricity, steps it down to light up the gases inside the fluorescent light.
Let me explain this in some simple terms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you hit your switch in your house, the electricity most likely goes directly to the bulb.
Yes.
Just like that. In his house, with this light fixture he's talking about, the electricity goes from the light switch to a little box. That box then transforms that electricity to go into the light bulb. If that box goes bad, the light won't turn on. The light could still be good, but that box has to be changed out, rewired or whatever.
Yeah, so you got either the light bulb can go bad or the ballast / the box transformer, all three of those same thing, you know, in this context, could go bad. So in these, and that's like the long tube lights, those fluorescent lights, they use a ballast.
Yeah.
Any fluorescent light uses a ballast, even the little plug-in ones, except the ballast may be internal inside the bulb. That's why you don't see anything separate. Mm-hmm. Some commercial buildings, even that's external.
Yep.
Anyway, I say all that to say in the bathrooms in our house, the exhaust fans have fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Okay. I decided in the twins' bathroom, lights stopped working. Mm-hmm. I can't even find that type of fluorescent. You know, it's like the three prong, you plug it in.
Yep. They be heating up.
Yeah, they get hot. The fluorescent shouldn't be getting hot, right? Uh-uh. They ain't supposed to get hot. But these things get hot.
Yep.
So those plug-ins, a lot of times they'll have like little nipples on the end so you don't put the wrong type of light in the wrong type of socket.
Nipples.
I can't find this type of bulb nowhere. Home Depot, Lowe's, Lamps Plus, all the little places I've went, nobody has it. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just swap. These ceiling fans been in here for a while. I mean, not ceiling fans. Exhaust fans been in here for a while. Let me just swap it out. Mm. Now I got a whole nother problem. Because guess what? The size is like a custom. What's it called? Zone Air, Air Zone or whatever. It's a manufacturer. You can look it up. It's Air Zone exhaust fans. That's all they make is exhaust fans. Mm. But this particular fan... No, can't just swap it out.
Yeah.
So last night, I didn't know none of this. So I went and got an exhaust fan. I said, you know what? I can just swap it out. I can make it work. Just put a little, the hose to connect the duct so it still exhausts correctly. No, the one I got, size is all wrong. Mm. So long story short, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to rig it up. I'm going to cut out the ballast already. Mm. I'm going to cut out all that wiring. I'm going to go to the hardware store, get me a regular light bulb socket.
Yep.
Rig it to the inside of that, put me in an LED light bulb, call it a day.
Oh, and keep the exhaust.
Keep everything. The fans work. The fans don't go bad.
Yeah.
The fan will run for 100 years. But that
bulb, just a regular,
well, you ain't going to see it. It's going to look the same. It's going to be brighter. Why do they make exhaust fans so dim in bathrooms?
I don't know, man.
Ain't that stupid?
It's always that off-white panel over it.
Brown looking. Go to Lowe's or Home Depot and look at all the exhaust fans. I guarantee you will not find a bright bulb and a bright light on none of those exhaust fans. That's stupid. We hate it. Okay? Fix it.
The people designing them aren't the people that work on them.
That's what it is. Oh, that's across the board with anything.
We need, go ahead, let's design ourselves an exhaust fan.
We designed a whole bunch of
We can do that. Me and Home Depot selling our stuff.
But I had to get that. I'm a little frustrated over that I'm going to have to. And what, if I figure out a simple way to do it, I'm just going to do all of them.
Yeah.
That way, if that bad boy go out of there, you just drop that little panel, unscrew that bulb, screw in a new bulb, put it back up.
Since we're talking about being handy, we all need to just learn some of the, I don't want to say the simplest, but the most common things you need to know about your house in life, I think, in life in general, and your vehicles. So what's happened in probably the last few months, some simple things that happened. Somebody ran out of gas.
I don't know if they've seen that by now.
Somebody ran out of gas. You know who you are. Somebody flooded somebody's house with a toilet situation. So I'm going to just explain. I'm going to explain two things. Your toilet, you all should know this already, but if you don't, if your toilet starts to overflow, usually if you're in a regular home, you can cut off your toilet on the bottom. It should be a knob.
The water
there.
Going to it, yeah.
Yeah. Just cut that off and you can allow the toilet to overflow. It's going to stop though once you turn that water off. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a few drops or whatever on your floor. And you can be fine until your plumber comes or somebody comes.
Go ahead. Now what I will say, I have seen quite a bit over time people remove those handles.
Oh.
So you can go to any hardware store and get you a replacement handle.
Dang.
To turn it off. My old house. I had to go literally go. The screw was there because it's a little screw. It's just a little Phillips screwdriver. You can loosen it up and pull it off. I don't know if they used it somewhere else and just didn't put it back. Actually, my first house too. First and the second one. I had to put handles on the toilet shutoff.
Okay. Well, in that case.
Yeah, but it's easy to do. It's literally like a little package. The screw will come with it. The handle's right there. You can just go tell the guy in the plumbing section what you're looking for. He should point you to him. You can just put that on there, tighten it up, and it's got little teeth grooves, so it catches. You should be able to, if it's missing. Yeah, if you see a hose there with a little knob sticking out and ain't no handle there, then it should be a knob that you can turn.
I'm glad you said that. In the house we're in now, they have a water key.
Almost similar to
the gas key.
That's a commercial application.
Yeah, I don't know why it's on the toilet. Yeah. But
those keys are common too, though. You can go to the store and get them.
Figure it out. You can YouTube it, but understand this. We're gonna do
okay, that.
We'll do it.
Your setup and my setup, because we got two different setups.
Y'all got to be prepared for this because certain situations, if your child at home, toilet overflowing, they call you, you got gallons and gallons of water just tearing up your house, and all he or she had to do was turn the knob off.
Question? Yep. I'm almost sure it's the case, but ain't the one under the sink and the toilet one the same type of knob? So the kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, and the toilet, I'm pretty sure that's all a standard type of knob.
Cut off. So go to your kitchen sink and test it. Turn the both hot and cold on, go underneath the sink and just twist the knob and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So you will be knowledgeable of what happens when you turn this knob. And be like, oh, it's this simple. It is that simple. Because if you don't cut it off in time, water is going to damage everything.
If you don't mind, I'll take it a step further and tell you to turn it off anyway, all of them, because those valves need to be exercised.
Oh, yep. So if that's true. So if your house has just been sitting there, you've been living there 10, 20 years, and you go to turn that knob and you ain't never turned it before, it's probably going to break or it's not going to turn off. It's just going to be rusted tight and it's not going to work. Then you're really going to be screwed. So Yeah, just go in there, go underneath there and turn it off, turn it back on. That's your homework for the day, okay? And teach your children, your wives, husbands, whoever, how to change a tire, how to use a gas can. I thought I was up to date, right? But they changed gas cans. And this nipple on this new gas can.
It takes some doing.
Man. Melissa ran out of gas. We got this gas can. And I flipped it over and, you know, trying to put the gas in the car. And it's not, it's not emptying out into the car. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? I mean, shoving it, it wasn't doing nothing. So there's this red nipple on it. You have to press the red nipple, turn it to the left, then put it inside of the car. And then as it's going into the gas hole or whatever, it automatically compresses the nipple to then let the gas out. So it's like a leaking mechanism.
Like
to keep
an anti-leak?
Yeah, anti-leak type situation. Never seen it in my life. I remember the only ones I remember is the ones my dad used when we put gas in a lawnmower.
You can pour gas on anything you want to. Gas can's a cup, basically. Yeah.
So, I know if I wasn't there, Melissa might have just had a gas can full of gas and didn't know what to do with it. So, I also learned something on that end. That's why I'm speaking on it, because these are simple things. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
It, your child, your wife, anybody be stuck out there not knowing how to do the most common thing.
The last gas tank, I got metal ones for my generator, but the plastic one, I got it for the Mustang.
I've never seen a metal gas can.
I had to order them.
Oh, okay.
Amazon.
Huh.
And the reason I got it because I've had, since I lived in California, probably 3 plastic gas cans. They all eventually cracked. I remember growing up, my dad had one gas can my entire life, and that gas can is still out there in the storage barn. And it never leaked, but it's metal.
That's
the difference. Chilling. Yeah, that's the difference. only thing, even the little hose on it dry rotted, but it never leaked. So that's why I was like, why am I getting, I said, I done had my whole life, it's one gas can in my life my daddy ever used, and I done had been through 3 of these things in 8 years. So I ended up ordering some metal ones, particularly when I got my power generator for the house in case we have an emergency, power goes out. So I ordered 3 5-gallon, actually it was at the top of the pandemic.
Okay.
I went and got me a generator, gas tanks. I was ready. Yeah. I was ready. I was like, I didn't know what was about to happen.
I'm legend about to happen.
I didn't know what was about to happen. That's the point where I got a little nervous. I was like, you know what? What are we going through right now? Yeah. The world ain't never lived through it. So anyway, but the last plastic one I bought, gas tank, it was just a little, I think it was like a 2.5-gallon one. I got it for the Mustang. And it took me a second to figure out how to get the top off to even put gas in it.
Dang.
Because that would had a safety mechanism on it. And then pouring it out had a safety mechanism on it. Because you're supposed to push it on. You got to basically push the little, it's like a sleeve. It has to come back. And then you got to hold something else in order to, and it's all safety mechanisms. But it almost makes it impossible to use.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you that I took all that stuff off and disabled it. Because I don't recommend it. not gonna tell you at all that I did that, but
safety first, people.
But yeah, so a simple task like that can get same as turning off your water, anything else. A simple task can turn into something catastrophic if you just things aren't up to date or you haven't looked into it. So yeah, valves, exercise them in your house. If you have a gas can, make sure it ain't got no leak, hose in it, and make sure you know how to use the thing if it's a newer one. Because back in the day, apparently they didn't care what kind of gas or what spilled out. They were just like,
you gonna just take this, sniff this, or take this to the straight to the head. But yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up, because it was just these simple little situations happening. I'm like, do people even know how to handle this?
Them gas things, they ain't no joke. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Dang. All right, yep, that's all I wanted to say about that. All right,
yeah. Punk exhaust fans. That's got me annoyed. Like, you talk about If I could have, you know, karate kick, you know, you kick above your head. Yeah. If I could have jumped up and scissor kicked that thing out the ceiling. I'd have been ripped my hamstring.
Well, I'm about to say
five of my discs would have been on the ground for my back.
ACL gone.
Yeah, all of that.
You go,
man.
US.
I'd have pulled something from my neck to my butt cheek.
You know, goose.
Yeah, goose. The light one. It got me.
Ain't imagine you trying to kick. Oh man, that'd be funny as hell.
Anyway, fam, so me and Goose, we was talking, and so we've both been in these situations because we're married men.
Oh, yeah.
Two women. Our delivery on specific things, or period, a lot of times we will, as you all know, as you married ladies out there, you may know, and men, you probably know and have heard this many times. A lot of times we can be straightforward and blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be mean or anything else, but a lot of times what we feel, we say.
Yeah.
I have learned over the years that when me and Angel are talking through something or something that she don't like that I did, something I don't like that she did, I make sure that I know exactly what it is I'm trying to say. What it is that I'm trying to say and how I'm delivering it. Because a lot of times, and we've all done that, we could say something thinking, knowing how it sounds or not knowing how it sounds. That's why I take it back. Not knowing how it sounds, but say something, having a thought behind it, but then hearing it back is like, but that ain't what I meant. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a situation recently where I don't remember what it was. I think it was a table or something, and somebody, I think it was one of our friends, when she went to go sit on it, and I said something about it being sturdy, and then she was like, said something about along the lines, oh, we can just sit on this. I said, no, hold on, it can't take like tons of weight, but it can take, not meaning that she weighed tons. I was just saying it ain't meant to hold anything.
It's
not meant to hold people. It's just there sturdy for like something. But when I said it, I wasn't even thinking of how you gonna receive this. It was just like, no, it ain't meant for like tons of weight. It's just meant for like, you know, you can set a couple things on it. She knew what I meant, but I don't know who it was, but she was like, I was like, no, we're not doing that. I said, I'm not even gonna defend that because you know this, and she knew it was like joking around.
Oh.
But same thing, even in a serious situation,
can't take tons of weight. Oh man, that hurts.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that. I was just like, no, it's not meant for, a weight of people. It's meant for a weight of
See it, oh, it can't take too much weight now.
And it was just me, I can't take tons of weight. But you were like, what? See, I said, nope, I'm not even defending it because you know it's not what I meant.
It's not what I meant.
But at the same time, it's too late. I said it. She was like, oh, so apparently I'm going to tell Angel. I said, nah, that ain't. Of course, Angel was like, yeah, he meant it. It just make me look bad. But a lot of times, and this came from years of having situations come up, especially, you know, not me, you know, a lot of times I know there's men out there that do it, but we don't tap into the deepest of feelings that women do.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times our delivery or our thought process or even our vocabulary doesn't line up with what we're thinking.
Yep.
All the time.
Mine rarely does.
Like, I've had conversation with Angel, and I'm just like, how can you not understand where, one thing, I don't like talking in circles.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, when I was, you know, my 9-to-5 sitting in meetings, I will cut a meeting off quick.
Mm.
I'm like, if you said it twice, don't say it a third time, because we talking in circles. But we will sit and talk through something for days, me and Angel. Back and forth. You said it. And I'm like, I don't understand why you ain't getting it. And then finally, and I remember this was last year? Was it this year or last year? Yeah, it was last year. There was something that happened, and I was just like, I don't understand why you ain't getting this. And then finally, like the next day, I was like, look. And I broke it down again, but I changed my wording, and then it clicked. She was like, but why didn't you just say that? I'm like, I thought I was saying it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then once the words that I ended up choosing, I now see why she got it that time versus what I was saying before.
Yeah. And sometimes, men, we don't even, we just don't explain or express how we really feel. For example, going to the movies. Mm. I love movies.
Yeah.
There's certain movies. Yeah, I just love movies. So instead of inviting Mel to the movies, I just go. Like, man, I'm about to go see this movie.
Yeah.
Even though I would like her to come with me.
Because she don't like the same type of movie.
No.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't explain that to her. So I'll just go and we would just miss out on that opportunity of being together. So what I should have done what I'm going to start doing is, hey, I like this movie and I would love for you to come to the movies with me and experience this movie with me. Obviously, you can shorten that up to whatever you want to shorten it up to, but basically inviting them and just, I want to be in your presence. I want you to be in my presence. And that's how inside jokes get made, because now you all both can reference this movie. You know how many inside jokes we got on Martin and just different shows?
Cold-blooded. Me and Angel literally used to slap each other. Yeah, people look at us like,
hey,
Dave Chappelle, that, cold-blooded.
And that's what I do all the time now, like, cold-blooded or hell no. Yeah. You get to build that companionship, that bond.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to say I wasn't taught, but it never came to my mind that, hey, you trying to go to the movie? No. Hey, I'm gone.
Yeah.
You ain't going to slow me down. I'm going to get there on time. Ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm straight. I can eat what I want to eat. I'm going to be right there chilling. But in reality, dang, I wanted you to see this Endgame movie with me because I really like this stuff.
Or even if you don't want to see it, I want you to be there while I see it.
Come with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's that, like, that women will voice that. Like, Angel, like, we'll go to a play. She know good well I don't want to go to no goddamn play. But I'm be like, I want you to go to this play. Or, no, she'll ask me, do you want to go? I'm like, no. But if she really wants me to go, she will tell me, I really want you to go to this play with me. It ain't about me wanting to go. It's about her wanting me to be there with her. And her expressing that desire to be around me. So that's what Goose saying, I'm going to express my desire to want to be around Mel while I'm watching this. She ain't got to like it.
Mm-mm.
But that's a sacrifice that I'm asking you to make for me because I want to be around you. And I was telling him, I was like, well, why did you just say that, boy? Let me go get my purse.
but that's
feeling desired.
It's also, now you're also making them feel desired.
Because men are thinking logically.
Yes.
I'm going to the movies. I know she don't like it. So why would I ask her to go see something that she don't want to see? I know she don't want to see it. I don't want to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Angel knows I don't want to go to no goddamn play.
Yep.
She don't care because she wants to be around me. Mm-hmm. So that's me making sacrifices. Let me go do this for her because she want me to be around her.
Yep.
It ain't about let me go get into this play. Hamilton was good though.
Oh, really? Oh, did I see it? No, I didn't see it.
It's dope.
Saw it
it's
on dope. TV when it was on TV. But yes, so men invite your women out.
We just messing up.
To whatever. it's all going crazy. Hold on. I'm a side note. We just were speaking about learning the simple things in your house, right? Melissa just texted me, breaker box.
That sound like some Melissa stuff.
She wants to know where her breaker box is.
Garage.
She just texted and said, I found it. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your breaker box controls everything in your
electrical
house.
Yeah.
So
actually their water heater and everything. Because they got instant hot or whatever.
So find your breaker box. Go search around. It's that little box. Yeah. Got all the little switches inside. You should know where that is.
Yeah.
It, if it, it's It'll save your life, help you, it'll help you out knowing where it's at.
Yeah, older houses is probably going to be on the outside of the house somewhere. Newer houses, it'll be in the house, like in the garage.
On the laundry room types.
Yeah, situation. Or if it's been an addition to your house, ain't no telling where it's at. But they'll move that thing anywhere.
But back to, yes, so men, if I'm going to shoot pool or if I'm going to go bowling or anything, first thing in my mind, Mel ain't going to go. Mm-hmm. Let me call somebody and I can go or just go by myself. I understand doing it by yourself because obviously your lady doesn't want to, you know, doesn't show any interest. But having them with you, I mean, it creates a whole different environment. Yeah. And I think it's going to behoove me because I'm going to start doing it. Because I haven't done this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start doing it. So
this was a discovery we had this morning. Oh, y'all seen it live and in color.
Oh, yeah. Because guess what? My wife hasn't seen C, the movie I've been telling. The show.
She ain't seen it?
She haven't seen it.
And hold on. That makes no sense because that's all the type, well, not that type of stuff, but the type of stuff she be watching, you would think she would have seen it. I would think.
She hasn't. And she ain't even that movie gets me so excited. I mean, that show gets me so excited.
Maybe they hadn't seen it. I think because I was telling Mel,
Melissa and Kev had seen it.
So the three of us were talking about it, and Mel was because she was. Mel be watching some reality shows.
Yeah, she don't be digging.
But I thought she had seen. Okay, maybe she hadn't seen it when we was talking about it.
But now that when certain things happen. And I'm saying I'm with Bubba Voss. I stand with Bubba Voss. Me and Kev will look at each other and know what's happening. Me and Mel should be able to do that, knowing that.
Yeah.
I don't even think she watched 300, the movie 300.
I can see that.
But anyway, these are movies I hold dear to my heart.
Yeah, Angel seen it once. She liked it.
I want my wife to see it
300 times at least.
That's what I'm saying. So I should have expressed it like, okay, I know you're not into this, but watch it with me. Yeah. I want you. And that changes the dynamic of your relationship and that bond. Like, he really wants me here.
Yeah.
I really do. Matter of fact, she watching the first season.
And
this week.
So what you're feeling is what she feels.
Yeah.
And it's taking you how long? And this is an example of what men go through. Like, women arrive at these points sometimes before men
all the time,
and it's just like, so we sitting here talking about it and I'm just like, well, this is, you know, my experiences, blah blah blah. So me and him, we exchanging, and I came up with the idea for him, but we was both here like, so this is what you need to be doing. We was like, yeah, game plan, you know what I'm saying? We say slap, yeah, sounds like, man, a plan. But you know, women, It's almost like they born with these thoughts.
Yeah.
And even if that was the case, like, let's say, like, you going to the movies, you going to see whatever movie you go to see, knowing Mel don't want to do it, men thinking logical, I ain't going to put you through that. He just going to see it. And then Mel is like, yeah, he going to movies, whatever, that's fine. But her hearing, oh, you want me to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That changes.
It changes things. You know, like, I'll suffer through this. You know, because he wants me to be there, and turns into a date night, whatever.
We can go to the movies, and then after we go get something to eat. Wherever you trying to go get something to eat, we go there and get some drinks.
I'm going to do my thing, then you can do your thing, then we can do our thing.
Yeah. Man, man, this is hard. It's hard. You're going to, it's hard. Because you know, when you go by yourself, you ain't got to worry about nobody else but your damn self. And now you doing this, and you know, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to.
That's why she decides. You don't eat. All right, then where do you want to go? Yeah. Like, we seen my movie. Now let's go eat what you want to eat.
Yeah. That's crazy. We did just talk this morning. This hit your boy right here.
Yeah.
I was frustrated.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, it takes time. And we say this all the time, and it's her. I think people hear it so much that it sounds like cliche and like whatever. But communication in a relationship is what holds it together.
Oh yeah.
Everything from what was we talking about this on? Was it the Black Love Summit this past weekend? I don't know, but everything from like people would say, "Oh, how y'all keep a healthy sex life?" Communication.
Yeah.
It ain't just doing it. Mm-hmm. You got to communicate before, during, after. What was good? What was bad? Mm-hmm. What do you like? What don't you like? It's as simple as that. It's literally communication. And the thing about, I am speaking on a man's point of view, is when we communicate, even though we don't want to all the time, we learn from it. Mm-hmm. Fellas, you will learn from talking to your woman, trying to figure out what's going through her mind.
Yeah.
Like the things that we've learned, it was one, I've talked about it before, is when after one of the pregnancies, I don't know if it was a twins or little Marcus, I can't remember. But you know, Angel's hormones all over the place, her sex drive plummeted. Mm. And you know, I started building up resentment and everything. It's like, you know, you don't want to do nothing. I was like, so what's wrong? Like, why don't you want to do nothing? Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't know. If we didn't have a conversation, resentment would have been built. We would have been frustrated with each other. Relationship going downhill. Everything else attached to the relationship going downhill because mm-hmm. we frustrated. And it was a simple question of me saying, so why don't you want to say, she said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, God dang, you know what I'm saying? Let's figure this out. Yeah. You know, we got to figure this thing out together.
But you opened the floor.
Yeah. But that's part of it. And then now, you know, that was then. And again, that was her not even knowing. You know, she hadn't had, if she had a little Marcus, she hadn't had kids before. If she had the twins, she ain't never had twins before. Even if she had, after Amara, she ain't never had four kids. Mm. Every pregnancy is different. Everything is different. Everything's the first time. You know, so even if you have another kid, oh, I've had kids before. Yeah, but you ain't never had a kid having your second kid already here. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mel was pregnant for the second time for the first time in her life. You know what I'm saying?
And had preeclampsia for the first time.
Yeah. Man. Woo. But all that, you know, all of that comes from, you know, just communicating and learning yourself and each other. I've learned so much from Angel. I've learned so much about myself from Angel being in therapy. Mm. Like we both, like I said in the therapy session, I'm currently looking for another therapist. I gave one a try. I've been going, you know, I sit in with Angels every now and then, or she'll, you know, talk to me. But I want my own also. Mm-hmm. Cause I went to one that was just not a good experience. Yeah. Dude, it was like, so you've been cheating, huh? No, I haven't. God dang. Sure you have. That's why you're here. Anyway,
hold on.
I learned so much. Oh.
Me and Mel's first marriage counselor was divorced, and she would talk about her ex-husband the entire time.
That was her therapy session.
We was like, we're here, hello. But anyway, go ahead. That you got to find the right therapist. Yeah. All therapists aren't the best therapists.
That's what I was going to say. I ain't going to say they're the best. All therapists aren't the right therapist for you.
Yeah.
That dude was probably a phenomenal therapist. Mm. He just didn't work for me.
Yeah, simple
as that. Because he had clients. Like, he had to squeeze me in. So he's doing things good. He's doing well, which I'm glad. But he just wasn't right for me. That's cool. But from Angel, she did this long stint of therapy and everything. And she's, like I said, she'll sit down. She's always excited. So this is what we talked about. Blah, blah, blah. The next session. Oh, my goodness. I cried the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or we mad at each other. So she told me to tell you that I feel this. You know what I'm saying? But I was going to say, I've learned so much about myself from her ass being in therapy.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's we need, you know, we ain't got Mel ain't got no job, so we ain't got no insurance.
Let me tell you.
We ain't got no insurance.
I ain't gonna put y'all on blast. Mel's still getting paid.
But we ain't got no insurance no more.
Changes things.
Yeah, that changes a lot with therapy.
He getting paid, she getting paid. Y'all don't quit this Mel ain't got no job crap.
These therapies be costing money.
They do. They do. I mean, they should. You know what I'm saying? They deserve to get paid.
$300 an hour type situation.
Y'all going to the wrong therapist. I can tell you that right now.
I need about $25-$50 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
I think the first one was $100 an hour, and after that, I think it dropped to $75 or something.
Mm. So yeah, we need to find that. I need to link up with you on that one. But men, don't be afraid to. Let me not say men. I was afraid. I'm still kind of afraid to put myself out there when I really want to do something and know that I know nobody else wants to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know nobody else, nobody else want to do it. I ain't going to say nothing, but I would like to have company.
He just don't speak up and say nothing.
No, I don't. You know what it stems from? But it's going to, see, this is therapy right here.
Oh, he's, come on, Goose.
Here you go now. Let me tell you, back when I was a kid, my older brother didn't let me do nothing with him and his friends.
Oh, that was my brother.
Okay, so punk. They will literally go do whatever they got to go do.
What's the age difference?
Two years.
Oh, y'all close.
Oh, yeah.
It was 10 years between me and my brother. Yeah. What? He ain't want nothing to do with me.
I would want nothing to do with you.
It still hurt my feelings.
That man 20 years old.
We start hanging.
He 20 at a bar. You 10.
He's still my older
What's
brother.
What's up, bro?
But as a younger brother, does it matter?
Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Don't you take his side. You don't even know him.
I know. Okay,
man. Nah, go on.
I'm sorry if I triggered you.
Out of here.
But look, my brother didn't let me do nothing right with him and his homeboy. So I got used to being by myself. Like, mm-hmm. I guess this is where it's supposed to be. So then growing up, I had friends, but I was so, the way my brother treated me, I was so blunt and stern with friends when they wanted to do something that if I didn't want to do it, nope, I ain't going. See y'all later. Bye. And I just was just.
To yourself.
To myself.
Uh-huh.
Now, being the age I am now, meeting new people or even dealing with my wife in certain situations, if I feel that I don't want to do something, I'm not even taking anybody else's feelings into consider. No, I don't want to do it. But Greg, I don't want to do it. Yeah. But it's your daughter and she's turning 1 year. You know what I
mean? She will turn too.
I don't want to do it. And I can say I do want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have that chance of being turned away, let down, or
disappointed.
Because there's been situations where, back to childhood.
Goose being just open and vulnerable, boy. Go ahead. Growth.
Going places, and everybody can't fit in the car. Yeah. Right? So it's like, I'm the youngest or whatever it was at the time. All right, Greg, you got to stay. Dang.
Yeah.
But now they knew I wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, man, y'all know I wanted to go. Y'all know this is hurting me. And y'all still left me. Oh, man. That's why right now your boy's cold-blooded.
Well, Goose, the gaggles and the riders are here for you. So this is what you need to do.
I told Mel that. She was like, do not use that name.
Gaggle? Oh, it's in there. It's locked in.
They probably, do y'all remember what gaggle
was? They still say that.
Yeah.
I seen it on my DMs. And on Instagram. I need to get back to the YouTube comments.
Gaggles.
I ain't been over it. The gaggle. You said,
my goodness.
Gaggle.
The gaggle. Thank you, my gaggle.
These tank riders, the tanks riders and the gaggles got you.
Ah, that's fine.
So this is what you need to do.
What I need to do, man.
Once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, you need to either invite yourself over or invite someone over to your house. Mm. I'm sorry. You know, or invite yourself over to someone else's house or ask for an invite. Mm. Hey, I knew just Kev as an example. We know Kev don't like people like that, even though he pretends to. Hey, Kev, man. Hey, I'm going to come over and hang out. Sure, Goose. Tank. Hey, man, you want to come through? I'm going to watch this game. Sure. Mm. Or, hey, man, you going to watch a game? What you doing on this day? You know what, Goose, man, let's link up. You know, we can go back to the Rafi's, you know, the little the fragrance spot, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. In that way, I mean, you've already done it with your family. Like, you know, they do stuff. You's like, you know what, I'm going to start doing this.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get where you're coming from because I went through similar situations. Even though it's like a 10-year difference, as a younger brother, you don't see that difference. You just see your older brother as your older brother. Mm. So I was always, I remember for my birthday one year, I think I turned, I don't know, 14 or something like that. Mm. I never will forget, him and his friends took me to laser tag. Mm. Had the time of my life with them dudes. That's what's up. Like a bunch of older dudes too. Ain't no telling what they was doing before they came and picked me up.
Go get this little
probably news, drunk. Yeah, they took me out for laser tag, man. I still remember that. But it's like you grow up with those situations, in those situations, and it can affect you as a grown man. Mm-hmm. I definitely got things from my childhood that affect me these days, and that me being as such an introvert is probably part of that. Mm. Because I am like a lot of times a loner. Like I'm an introvert, unless it's like people within my group. Like, I don't want to deal with people.
Yep.
Like, I'm fine sitting in the backyard, sitting in the house, kicking back. Jumping at Mustang. 99.9% of the time, I am by myself, cruising. Mm-hmm. But to my family, like, I got to the point to where I will invite. Like, every now and then, I'll be like, I'll get an angel schedule because we both leave the house. We need a babysitter. I'm like, hey, you want to go cruising this weekend in Mustang? Yeah, what day you want to go? Mm-hmm. Not that she absolutely loves and adores cruising in a Mustang, but just back to the earlier subject, just me asking her that, she knows I want her to be there.
Yeah.
But even the kids, I ask them, they never want to go because they think it's too loud. But I do ask them, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want one of them to be like, well, daddy never asked me to go riding in his car, you know? But I always extend that. They always just like, nah, we good. You know, they'll get in there and just like, we can't hear the radio. I'm like, because it ain't on yet. it's like, but anyway, so that's my challenge to you.
I try to do that.
Because you got friends, you just don't call them.
Yeah, man, that's true. But I think that is an issue that affects my marriage too, because I don't express what I be really wanting just because I don't want to be let down or disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's tough. It's tough. I recommend, I'm recommending myself to do better on that end. And yeah, I'm gonna invite some people over. I might just pop up at your house like you popped up at mine.
I pop up.
Yeah.
King pop up.
I just pop up at your house.
Just ring the doorbell. What y'all doing?
What's happening? Everybody get up.
I ain't gotta come in. Just sit in here out here in the driveway.
Oh, what time you take the boys to school?
Usually I drop them off. They bus leave at like 7:20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I show up at 7:00. I'm gonna ride with y'all today. Just to say good morning.
They're gonna be like, he gonna do what?
Good morning.
Like, you gotta be at the house at 6:30. That's the time we leave.
Yeah.
I need that buffer, man. This traffic be stupid. I'd rather be sitting at the bus stop for an extra 30 minutes than rushing through traffic.
I'll just be in your driveway waiting for you to come back. So am I with
Starbucks.
Got
your Starbucks. Is that my chai tea?
Something.
Chai tea right here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So express yourself.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
This is great therapy right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to be vocal because it's
that's what I was going to say. Go ahead. You got to be vocal. I had to do that to make myself remember.
Oh, you got to be vocal. This is coming from a person that is not emotionally
in touch.
Yes. I'm real. You're not going to get much out of me most of the time. But being married and my wife voicing her opinions to me, and then being on this podcast, watching the Love Hour when it was happening, and just being around people that's very open, you start realizing, like, dang, yeah, I see why folks say I'm standoffish. And, you know, I'm not, I need to be more vocal and be more open. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to invite some people over, hopefully. I ain't invited Tony Baker all the time. I ain't never been to your house.
Oh, yeah. He'll pull up. He's pulled up a couple times on me, randomly.
I'm going to invite him over.
Like, hey, you at the house? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. All right, man, we about to pull up. I'm like, all right, Tony. Like, yeah, I thought he'd be playing. I think one time they was looking at an open house or something. He just randomly, and I remember Adrian called me because she got the notification. Somebody run the doorbell. She called. She said, is that Tony? I said, yeah, he's upstairs looking around because that was like their first time at the house. No, actually, me and Tony supposed to be hooking up too. But I know he's been touring too. But no, what I was going to say is, so we was, me and Angel did the podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices. Mm-hmm. Dope podcast. It's a dope podcast, meaning what they got going on. Two young ladies over there. But one of the many things we talked about is like therapy. We talked about, you know, sex, marriage, blah, blah, blah. But one of the clips that they posted was about them talking about, you know, they were talking about therapy. And I was just like, I say that what I always say, I say people of color in America, therapy should be mandatory and free. Mm. Anyway, I just kind of explained it, just talk about how Angel's therapists be going all deep and I don't be getting it. I'm like, start with me in the kiddie pool. You trying to throw me in the ocean. I need floaties on, kicking and splashing in the little shallow, you know, half foot water. But she be trying to throw me out. I can't get there yet. I don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night, right? Like, I'm just doing my little quick scroll through Instagram. I see one little note at the bottom. Some dude commented. And guess what this fool said?
What was that?
Real niggas don't do therapy.
Oh.
I was like, it's such a sad statement.
Well, if he considers himself a he probably don't need therapy.
Facts. But even I'm sure he meant real men don't need therapy.
Yeah,
This whole real man thing, we going to hit on it yet on another episode, but it's like, if you are taking care of your responsibilities and holding yourself accountable, you are a real man. Mm. Nothing else matters. Mm-mm. There is nothing else. I don't care if you getting your toenails done and painted and polished. I don't care if you eating salads. I don't care if you whatever color you wearing. I don't care what you doing.
If you drink sweet drinks.
If you drink sweet drinks. This is sweet, ain't it? Is that considered sweet? I don't know. I don't care. Oh, you talking about alcoholic drinks? If you drinking alcoholic drinks with the umbrella and a straw and something pretty.
And the skinny tall glass.
All of that. If you taking care of your responsibilities and holding yourself accountable, that's all that matters. Anybody else that challenged anything outside of that is whack.
Yeah.
You a sucker. You a simp. You heard it here.
Yeah.
That's all it takes to be a real.
I concur.
Oh, he don't even know how to fix his plumbing. But is he taking care of his family? Is he holding himself accountable? He a man in my book. Anybody else that got anything to say otherwise is a sucker, is a simp, is a whatever else that I can be disrespectful with a term, phrase.
Yeah, kill him with words.
Yeah. We going to hit that on another thing. You good? What? Hit on it. Could you hit what?
The real, I would love to see the people, like, literally, like, meet or see how these real are living, like, what their situation entails. Like, who is your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whoever it is, like, are they even happy with you?
Right.
Do you think this persona or this real thing is actually something to be upholding. Because I can tell you, your old lady, your old man, whoever you're dealing with, is probably like, I can't go to him because I'm afraid. Because if I say this, he's going to do it. He's going to, your people can't even open up to you. Because how do I know that? It's because I thought I, well, no, I was this real, my way or the highway. I run this, this, that, another. And my little baby, literally, my daughter, dad, you're scary. And it's because you're trying to be this stern, real.
Right.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Like, what positive are you offering to your community? Yeah. Meaning community could be your house, your family, whoever it may be. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're going to, that's going to be a different episode. Because we're going to wrap this up.
Also, get off this, off of the real thing. Man, people are seeing me on tour.
Times I got to edit this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you are.
Oh, yeah, because we keep seeing down for my don't drive for my
stop, man. Said it, so.
On a lighter note, I got to start lifting weights again, man. People are coming on tour, seeing me, and are saying, you are so smaller than, you're just smaller than we thought you were. And I'm like, that hurts.
You think they mean height-wise?
No, like the lady was just, she literally went, she was like,
oh, you do be, yeah, you do be looking like a linebacker on the TV, on the phone and shit.
Hey, don't say that.
I think even now, like when I look up, like Goose look like he weigh like 450.
Don't say that to no man. He looks smaller than he ever, even Tank. If you tell this 6'4" dude, man, you look shorter on him. He probably would be like, dang, for real? Men don't like that. Stop telling me I look.
Yeah, don't tell
smart.
Them, man.
If you see me, just be like,
that same as telling a woman, you look a lot bigger when in person. Like, you don't tell no woman.
Yeah, I got feelings too, man. I'm at the house. We got off from that night show. I went to the hotel room.
You were working in Fisher?
Doing push ups. Like, she talking about, I'm smart. Yeah. But
you
anyway.
You said you ain't. No, I'm just playing. I've been playing.
That stuck with me. I'm like, dang, because three people said, I was like, what's that?
Yeah, we be getting out here about that stuff for real.
Yeah. I went and tried to do as many push-ups as possible. But anyway.
Yeah, that's why I started working out the first time. Angel told me my arms could be bigger. That's all I needed.
See?
Just went ham every day.
Yeah.
But anyway, fam, thank y'all for tuning in. Hopefully y'all enjoyed. Let us know, you know, how you can improve on your relationship. If you have communications, if you have suggestions, let the people know, comment so other people can read it and see it. Hopefully I read it and see it.
Yeah.
I've been your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Tank on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Tank on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. You can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. I have a Man Shit gift box dropping. I should have already posted about it and seen it. Hopefully by Friday when you see this or hear this, you will know about the box. Patreon is going to be getting it first, and then I'm going to release it to everybody else. Goose, go ahead and let them
catch
know.
Me on IG, G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y, Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can buy my merch on underreptmerch.com.
All right, fam.
Yep.
Y'all have a good one.